You are listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are
the Gorman Bear Girls.
Hello, Star.
Hello, Jennifer.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Back at the table.
We're at the table. We're at our table.
We are. And we had a very eventful weekend.
We sure did.
We're going to talk all about that.
It was a lot of fun.
It was busy. It was busy.
Yeah.
I was tired when I got home.
Yeah.
All that food.
Yeah. We had a lot of busy. We had busy together and busy apart week. We're kind of doing interweaving together and going and doing other things apart and then interweaving together and doing other things
that's,
apart.
It was just all pretty much eating. Described our whole life.
Yeah,
that's
it is. That is, that's true. That is true. Yeah. We're together. We're briefly apart. We're together. We're briefly apart. Yeah.
This is true. Anyway.
Yeah. So we had told you guys last week that we were going to be attending the Pittsburgh Cocktail Classic this past Friday, and we did.
First one ever.
First one ever. And let's just say, like, the Pennsylvanian is so beautiful. I mean, just standing under the rotunda as the, you know, as the sun goes down and it's lit under there, it's beautiful. It's just so beautiful. Such a historical landmark in Pittsburgh and just a really beautiful venue. I've been to a wedding there and it was, I mean, that was many, many years ago, but it's just a gorgeous spot.
Yeah, I had never been there before. I've always admired it from the outside. And actually, in the summer, sometimes you see underneath that rotunda them getting ready for weddings. Mm-hmm. And it looks so beautiful outside. And I've always wanted to go. So that was a huge thing for me to be able to walk in there and actually really take in the architecture. And it is gorgeous.
It's very pretty. Not great acoustics.
No.
but it's a beautiful spot.
No, not great acoustics.
Yeah. But that's okay. We weren't necessarily there for the acoustics, but...
we were not. So let's talk about how this started. We got an email about the Pittsburgh Cocktail Classic and that it was the first one because we had attended the Bloody Mary Festival.
Right, but
is it
not...
a festival?
Pittsburgh's Best Bloody Mary Festival. Yeah.
Okay.
But then sometimes they call it Pittsburgh's Best Bloody Mary Fest. But we were at the one in this past summer in 2018, because they had one that we were not able to attend that was in January, just this past January.
Right.
That was also at, they had that also at the Pennsylvanian.
Put on by Winslow.
Winslow. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we got, because we had attended that, we got an email and we were able to purchase tickets 24 hours before they went on sale to the public at a discounted rate for VIP. Mm-hmm. And so right away we took advantage of that.
We did. Us and 10 of our friends.
10 of our closest friends.
Yeah. But we did it. It was a great day because we were celebrating your husband's birthday.
Yeah.
Like before we bought the tickets.
And here's what's funny about this. He doesn't drink.
No, it's so funny. What he did that night.
No. Yeah, he tasted some things. And then we don't drink that much. And when we do have anything, it's usually not a cocktail. It's usually a glass of wine.
That's true.
With
although
our meal or whatever.
I do feel like, and we're still that way, but I do feel like we have, just at some different restaurants as we've gone for different tastings and things, we've had some interesting cocktails lately that we've surprisingly enjoyed. I still don't think if I were ordering myself, and you probably not either.
Yeah, they send us things.
Yeah, people send things over for us to taste. But, right, if we were just going to sit down and order a drink to enjoy with our meal, it's going to be a couple glasses of wine and not cocktails.
Right.
That's just...
but I always like to get in on something that's going on for the first time. And
yeah.
I know you do too. Like, it's a fun thing to be able to be there. And then if they continue having these, to see how they progress over time.
Yeah. Because there were definitely some things about this. Now, I know too, because I spoke with one of the restaurant owners, chefs that was participating that night, said the draw for them was they were told it was a cocktail competition. Now, when they
like
the Bloody Mary Fest was, but if it was a competition, it was not even presented that way to to the guests.
No, there was no way to vote.
No. And so I like when they do something like that because it's kind of fun. It gives like a little bit of a different spin on it. And you're probably more inclined to even taste more things, not necessarily drinking incredible amounts of things, like if you're not a cocktail drinker, but you would taste more things for that reason. Like, oh, well, I want to make sure, even though I feel like we kind of did, there were things that I bypassed because I'm like, I know that I'm not going to like that.
Right.
Even though I'm also the kind of person that's like, I'm willing to taste, like I'll taste anything. When it comes to food, I'll eat anything. And I'll taste it. If somebody's like, here, taste this. There were a couple things like that my husband got that I didn't get. And I just took a little sip of it to taste it. But it wasn't necessarily something that I'd want to go and get a full cup of. But that's because a lot of cocktails, I feel like they're sweet, like too sweet.
Yeah. And I had a concern about even just with tasting things and not really finishing full cups, but mixing things. Everything. I didn't want to leave there sick. I didn't want to feel, I don't know. Sometimes my stomach is, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying because that's like not what we would normally do. Some people are probably listening saying,
they're like, lightweight.
Really, yeah. All right. Whatever. But, you know, I'm sure there were people there that were sucking them down. And with the VIP ticket, the other thing, it seemed like crazy excessive initially. It was you get 15 tastings.
Yeah. So they give you a ticket. And at the ticket, it's like a punch card.
Yeah. There was a punch card at the bottom, which I would say that's something that they should kind of revise the way that they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Because carrying that ticket around, first of all, was not cool.
No, it wasn't.
It's like either it's in your hand all the time. I mean, you've got this. They gave you a cup, which I do appreciate this. You got one cup when you went in. And the idea was that that cup was refilled at each station.
It was green.
Yeah, so that there wasn't this, like, you're just throwing away a bunch of plastic. You know, a lot of times in things that we've gone to before, it's something like that. So that was nice. I appreciated that. But even with that, it's like I'm carrying this cup around constantly. I've got this stupid, and it was like a 5x7 size card that at the top had a very thin tear off for your meal, like, 'cause you got one food item.
Ticket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we had the one food ticket. And then at the bottom, it was like this punch card thing across the bottom. And you had to hold it all the time.
Right.
You know, so that people were punching it. I mean, and we had dresses on, so it's not like we had pockets. So it's shove it in the pocket of your purse or hand it to your husband. And I wasn't always standing right there with him.
Right.
And we were taking pictures so that we can document things and post things and blast things on the internet. And it makes it really hard. I only have two hands.
Yeah. Well, and they weren't even punching the punch cards. And so with that in mind, if they're able to do that and they have enough to do that, it seems as though you should just be able to go in and just get what you want.
But I think that probably what they were trying to do, even though people were not punching cards, like I know where my punch card was at the end of the night. And I know that there were a couple people that did not punch my card.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you have people coming in there, because they did do a good job of this. In the emails that we received leading up to the event, they were suggesting things like, you know, so that people aren't drinking and driving.
Right.
And I certainly didn't walk out of there after spending hours there. I mean, I had paced myself. It wasn't anything like that. But there are some people that just, let's be honest, they don't have control in that they're in there. And a lot of those drinks, they're so good. They don't taste like they're laden with alcohol.
Yeah.
And before you know it, and so if you don't have a punch card and you're just going from station to station to station to station, you know, they're not giving full size cocktails, but they weren't that small.
Yeah. No, that's true.
You know, so it's
very
not
true. Yeah. And we drink water in between, and there's a lot of people that don't think to do that.
Yeah. So some, you know, people could, I mean, they're not trying to get people sick or have people leaving there totally smashed.
Right.
You know, so for their own protection for the event and everything else, I understand why they did it. I wonder what the general admission tickets had. It must have been the same kind of a thing, only with 10, because weren't theirs just 10?
Yeah, I think so.
And they didn't get a food item or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really sure. And you were able to purchase food as well. So it wasn't like if you didn't get a ticket, you couldn't have food.
Because we used our tickets and purchased food.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't imagine. I mean, I can't imagine it because we do like to put on events. But at the same time, that's a lot of organization.
Oh, yeah.
For the first one.
Sure.
I could see how, you know, you try different things and you figure out what works and what doesn't work. And then you come back and you improve. And that's with anything. You could put on something that we could have nothing negative to say about at all and still, being the host, want to step it up for the next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not an easy job.
No, no. So like you said, in anything, there's always room for improvement, you know. Even if, like you said, even if there aren't complaints, there's always room for improvement. So let's talk some cocktails that we had.
Yeah. My favorite. Should
I
start,
with the favorite?
I was just going to say. Yeah, I'm not going to start with the favorite.
Let's just talk about some of the places.
Just kidding.
JK, guys. No, you're not allowed to do that. We started right when we went in. Federal Galley was there and they were serving their Dak Like a Captain. So it was made with Captain Morgan and it had lime juice and cinnamon, hibiscus, and a pineapple simple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And that was tasty. It was good. Really good. And it was sweet, but I think because of the lime, it didn't taste like overly sweet, but it was definitely not something that I would have kept getting that's that sweet, you know, because again, like they're just, you know, with pineapple.
Oops,
what was that?
My watch. I guess the sound is
ding.
On. It's
ding.
A Words with Friends.
Words with Friends. Okay.
Welcome to our table.
Hold on while Jen builds a word. So that was good. Some of the people in our group really liked that one. And I think once we went past that table, then it kind of started splitting off that people were like, initially we had wanted to kind of walk through and see what was there, but it was just, it's such a vast space that to walk through totally and come back. We walked a little bit and then we're like, yeah, let's go back and start at the beginning.
We could not get a group picture because everybody was, we kept losing people throughout the night because everybody wants to try something different and you don't really stay together. And when general admission happened, a lot of people came in and then it was hard to find people. And we need a new rule about getting a picture at the beginning of the night, no matter what.
Right. For sure. I agree.
So then what? What do we have next?
Well, it might be a little bit out of order because we were kind of like jumping all over the place. Mm-hmm. So we didn't like follow down the line. But Round Corner Cantina had just a very pretty drink as well. It's kind of a almost like a muted, darker purple color. It's called the Velveteen Rabbit. And I'm not exactly, is it like creme de violet or something that's in there?
Yeah.
And lemon and a cinnamon simple syrup. And they do like the, they do like a dried, I noticed this when we were there for the nacho tour too. And a lot of their drinks, they do the, like the, why can't I think of what it is?
The piece of
like
fruit.
A dehydrated piece of citrus in the top. And it just, it looks really pretty.
It's beautiful.
Pretty. Yeah. And I really liked that.
I did too.
Yeah.
It was different.
Yeah. I really like Round Corner Cantina.
Oh,
period.
My goodness.
I mean, they curate some great cocktails and their food is delicious. Their nachos are great.
Yeah. We'll save that for our nacho podcast. But absolutely. My goodness. They are fantastic. And I did enjoy the drink. And what was interesting about something like this, attending something like this, especially if you are not really into cocktails, you get to taste and see what you like without having to order something at a restaurant and then pay $15 for it and find out that you don't like it at all.
Right.
And that's a big advantage. And then because all of these restaurants are restaurants that are in the know, people are going to these places. It's not like you can never have that again. You can go and frequent that establishment and enjoy it again.
Right. We all have different tastes too. Like there were certain things that we all enjoyed that everybody was like, oh, that's really good. And there were other things that everybody had differing opinions on. Because I remember, I thought it was, and I feel like it was this when we were sitting down to eat, Chad and Tracy came over. They're like, okay, taste this. There's a little bit left in there. You'll know what the, tell us what the mystery ingredient is. And I'm like, well, it's lavender. And they're They're like, really? Did you know? How did you know that's what that was? I couldn't tell that's what it was. But so
lavender has a very distinct
it
flavor.
It does. Yeah. So I don't know, because then I went and I got Boyd and Blair was there and they had the lemon lavender, which I absolutely loved. But that's like, that's kind of right up my alley,
I love that whole thing. Lemon lavender cupcakes. I made them last year. Oh, they're so good.
Delicious. Yeah. And it was potato vodka, lemon, and lavender. And it was pretty. You know, they had like a pretty display as well with the, you know, the bright yellow lemons, and they had lavender, you know, in little vases and stuff next to that, and they had candles lit, and it was really pretty. So I don't know if that was the drink that they had me taste, because it didn't taste like that. I think it must have been from a different table. I mean, we didn't get something from everywhere.
No.
But I really liked that one. I thought that one was really good. One that we all loved, and I've heard other people talking about it too. Actually, somebody last night where I was said, did you have that Bloody Mary? And I said, we did. And we all loved it.
Yeah. And let me say, I don't like Bloody Marys.
Right. I mean, we've talked about that before.
Which is funny because we talked about the Bloody Mary Fest going there, and I don't like Bloody Marys at all.
But this was delicious.
But this was so good. It was spicy.
It was spicy, but it wasn't. Here's what I hate, and I've shared this before. I hate when somebody makes a Bloody Mary and they act like they just, I don't know, they douse a, I feel like I'm eating crabs that are wrapped in paper, you know? At the beach.
That's
with
a terrible description.
No, but they're seasoned like that.
Old
they're
Bay
using
or something.
Old Bay seasoning in it. And I don't want Old Bay seasoning in my Bloody Mary. But the Bloody Marys that were there were from the Birmingham Bridge Tavern. And they don't have an Instagram. Like he said, I just can't do that. I can't keep up with it. I don't do it. But they were the ones that won the Bloody Mary Fest this past go round in January.
And that there's a good
and there's a good reason why. Yeah. I mean, I don't dislike Bloody Marys, but it wouldn't be something that I would normally order. But those, I would order that.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. It was really good. It was really, really good. We all had that and we all loved that. I think right from there then we went, there was a Bailey's table and they were doing like the chocolate chip cookie shooters. You know, they were lined. They were the chocolate chip cups, and some were lined with white chocolate. Some were lined with milk chocolate or dark chocolate. And then some, you could get a variety of different things put into them. So they had different types of Baileys that were in there that you could select from. And they were doing, you could get coffee in it, or you could get it without coffee in it. You could just get it with the Baileys. I don't remember what they all were. Let's see if I have they had a vanilla cinnamon, a chocolate cherry. They had original. They had an almond milk Baileys and a salted caramel. And so I think different. You and I didn't. You didn't get one, did you?
I didn't. No.
I didn't get one either because I had tasted my husband's and you tasted your husband's.
No, I didn't even taste it.
You didn't even taste it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I tasted my husband's and your husband's.
Oh, well, there you go.
I took care of it for you. That's right. I tasted them both. Our friend Heidi loved it.
Oh, yeah. She was going crazy.
Yeah. And my husband really liked it. I don't think he liked it as much as Heidi liked hers. Your husband was like, I wasn't really that impressed with it. But they're fun. Like, that's something fun. You know, and then they put the whipped cream on it and they drizzled chocolate on the top or caramel on the top. And that was... They were tasty.
It made me want to make them at home.
Yeah.
I need to try it.
Yeah, those cookies. We talked about that, too. Kettle One Vodka was there. Again, they were one of the sponsors. They sponsored the Bloody Mary Fest. They were sponsors there for this. And they had... Those are more intense. Their drinks just always... we had tasted some of those different vodkas that they have when we were at the Bloody Mary Fest. This time, I got the... oh geez, it was a mule of some, a cucumber mint mule. And I like cucumber, I like mint. I don't know what I was expecting, but I didn't really care for it that much. It had ginger beer and lime juice, and it had cucumber and mint, but
I must have
it was like too intense or something.
That too.
Well, we were over there at the thing because you were like, you have to get a picture with this because you blend in with the table.
Oh, yeah. You had a pretty green dress on.
And it matched.
The cart was green.
It was very botanical looking. Their cart was very botanical looking.
It
was
pretty.
It was
a pretty display. And they had the roses, the different color roses. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was. It was a very, very pretty display. Okay. So then what else did we have that we really, we did that? Okay. So Burned by Rocky Patel. Had the electric watermelon.
Yeah.
That's the one. I think that one and the
the
Bloody Mary.
Oh, the Bloody Mary, yeah. There was the coconut,
coconut one.
We were all big fans of the coconut.
Yeah. What was in that? Well, wait, let's talk about the watermelon first. So they took a few watermelon balls and stuck them in the bottom and had mint and watermelon in it. And it had...
I think the watermelon was vodka infused. Correct?
I think it was.
It was, I'm pretty sure.
But did Paul drink this?
The watermelon?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Did he like it?
Because
I feel like everybody
remember.
Liked it, and I feel like he liked it.
Let me guess, it had cucumber in it.
It does.
Yeah.
It's the Ketel One Botanicals cucumber.
So
is the vodka.
Before he listens to this, we need to ask him if he liked that.
Yes.
Because once he hears this and he hears that it had cucumber.
He'll tell us he didn't like it.
He's going to say he didn't like it. Even if he did.
Right. It was very good. And it was pretty. So I am one, and I was talking to somebody else about this. If I'm going to try a cocktail, I like things that have complex flavor to them, like interesting, something that's different. Something where you almost have to say, you can say like, oh my goodness, it is, the chemistry in this is so incredible that you're not getting this like overwhelmingly powerful, bam, this is just filled with alcohol. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No.
And nor, I mean, something that's simple, that's fine. But I like kind of something that when it hits your mouth, you're like, ooh, what is that? You know? And so Merchant was there. Their cocktail was the Sea Siren. And it had Tanqueray with rosemary, cucumber, lime, rose, peppercorn, and sherry. It was very interesting.
I didn't try that one either.
No, but I like gin.
Yeah.
Like when I feel like a good gin and tonic can be a very refreshing, and that's simple. You know what I mean? Here I'm saying like, oh, I like things with complex flavor. But that just has a, there's something about the flavor of gin, like the gin with the tonic that I've always kind of liked that. That being said, I don't really ever drink it, but it is something that I do. That I do like, but that was very interesting. And they had put like a really pretty dried rose bud, like plopped it right in the top. It was pretty. Complex flavors like that. I like that. And then the other one, the coconut one, what was in that? That was one that's like, we all love coconut.
Yeah.
That was a scary one. That's the kind. That's one of the ones that I'm saying. Like, if you're not punching people's cards and they're drinking something like that, and that wasn't the only one, because the watermelon one was the same way.
Yeah, you don't taste the alcohol.
No, and so it's really easy. You're like, this is just good, and so you're drinking it quickly. You've gone from now sipping something over a period of time to just like guzzling something down.
Yeah,
because
that's
it
dangerous.
Tastes good. It is dangerous. It can be very dangerous, and you don't want to have to worry about people spitting and slurring. You don't want to have to worry about people's safety when they're leaving.
Right. No, that's a horrible, horrible thing. I hate when people get in a car and drive after they've had alcohol.
Yeah. So it was the cocktail classic, and those are some of the cocktail. We tasted others as well, but those are some of the ones that we're just highlighting that we thought were really good.
And the watermelon was my favorite, by the way. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
My absolute favorite.
It was very tasty. I'm not sure if that would be my favorite. I liked the watermelon. The Bloody Mary was incredible.
Yeah, it was. It was good. The only thing about, for me, even though it was so good, it makes me feel like I've eaten a whole meal. It's heavy or something.
Yeah.
With the tomato juice.
Yeah, you're right. I could see why you'd say that. Let's talk about some of the food.
Yeah.
First, our fave girls were there.
Yes, they were.
Anais and Mary from Chantal's Cheese Shop were there, and they had the cutest little pre-packaged little cheese tray kind of things. There was, they had a little bit of charcuterie in there and a few different cheeses, and they had corn nuts in there, and the and they were selling the little toasts that we love. And they had some of Scamp's toffee there that they were selling. We bought all of those things.
Yeah. Well, we were going back to celebrate Paul's birthday. Mm-hmm. And so we had a hotel room, and we were going back to play games because, you know, we play
that's what we do.
Cards.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you went and purchased some.
Yeah,
so
I had her, we had her put some aside, but then we, some was eaten there as well when we sat down. I mean, we had the two that we ended up taking. Actually, we ended up taking three back to the hotel, but we, there was one that was being eaten at the table when we went and got some food. Romulus Dante was there with their pizzas, which their pizza's so good. I love the crust, the way it's just like airy, that Roman style, you know, so good. I like that.
Yeah.
The other thing, so Pittsburgh Po' Boy was there, and I got the shrimp jambalaya.
I am so sad that I miss, all I've heard from everybody is how this was the best thing there, and I missed it.
I asked you if you wanted to taste it.
I didn't hear
it.
About half the cocktails you're talking about. What was I doing talking to people? I was talking to Chad for a long time.
Chatty Chad was was bending Chad. Your ear all night
It's
long.
All his fault.
We're blaming it on you, Chad. yeah, well, I bet Chad had all these things. But Chad fit him in. No, but it was, the jambalaya was so good. It was spicy. It was delicious.
Brag, brag, brag.
Well, you know what that means. That just means that when
it.
We're going to food truck, like we've got to do, like, that's,
gotta find
food
them.
Truck season is right around the corner. We said that, and we're just going to have to go, and you're going to have to get yourself some.
I'm in.
Yeah. Yum, yum, yum. It was delicious. And so then, who had the mac and cheese?
Me.
I know, but who was there serving the mac and cheese?
Oh.
That's the
important part.
I want to give a shout out to people that were there. I mean, we said Chantal's and Romulus Lante and Pittsburgh Po' Boy, but who had the mac and cheese?
I don't know.
Oh, geez.
We're supposed to be, you know, up on this. We're podcasting about it.
We're trying to talk about these people, and we don't even know who it was. I know that I do not have a picture of whomever. And I'm having a really hard time remembering who it was, and I feel really bad.
Well, I'm going to look it up and see if we can find it. Go ahead and move on to something
you
actually know about.
You look it up while I talk about this. Something I know about. So anyway, all in all, I think we had a really great time. They had a DJ that was there. It was funny because we kept saying, like, this is so silly. You know, that a DJ is advertised, and, like, it's advertised that there's going to be dancing and, you know, nobody was dancing initially, but then after a while, I think after people had a few drinks towards the front of the room, they were, a lot of people started dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, talking to somebody last night, they said it kind of turned into a wedding there towards the end.
It was.
Felt like a wedding.
It did.
Cause I said, well, we may have been a part of that a little bit because we were heading out, we were going to leave. But I don't even remember what the song was. And I think my husband was like, come on, let's dance. And the next thing, oh, no. Or was it you? You were like, let's dance to this song. So we went and we danced. And then before you know it, like six songs later or something, now the group is splitting apart again.
Right.
Chad is over buying more cheese. And not a one of us can stop by that table and just walk away because we start carrying on a conversation with Anais and Mary. And everybody's like, oh, it's so nice to see you, blah, 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 blah. And it turns into an entire conversation. So we kept intermittently losing people to different areas where they're chit-chatting with other people. And we're like, okay, guys, come on. But so we did. So the dancing, we did dance for a little while.
That
was fun.
I wish that during some of it when you go in, would have been some nice jazz or something like that. Because I feel like it would have fit the event a little bit better.
Right.
And then maybe towards the end when it's time
have
to dance,
dancing.
Like kick it up a little bit.
We were saying that it seemed, which let me just interject here too. Like it did seem initially that it doesn't fit. And I know that it would probably be a deterrent if you're selling tickets to an event and you say the Pittsburgh Cocktail Classic and you tell people that they have to wear cocktail attire. So the attire was listed as casual. But before we had even gotten that, we as a group had talked about it and decided it's the Pittsburgh Cocktail Classic. We're going in the evening. We're celebrating Paul's birthday, and we wanted to dress up. We wanted to wear cocktail dresses. The guys wanted to be dressed. Even the guys were like, oh no, it feels better to be dressed up for an event like this. It would be fun, which I feel a lot of times is an area where we're like, come on, guys. Yeah. Like, it's, you got to get dressed up. But they were super agreeable to it. They kind of felt like maybe they're just getting, they're finally catching on. So I kept thinking, whatever, I don't care. This is kind of how we are anyway. Like, we dress for an event because this is how we want to dress. Like, that's, anything goes. You could do whatever you want. We weren't the only ones that kind of felt that way because right. There were a lot of people that, there was a mix of people, and some people kind of had, you know, jeans on with a sports coat and, yeah. and a shirt and tie, or women that were maybe in a pair of jeans with a super fancy shirt and like killer heels, you know?
Yeah.
So there was like a nice, we're always into the whole fashion end of things. And I love that. I love seeing the different things that people wear.
Sure.
You know, it's fun.
Well, and anytime you see cocktail in the name, you think yeah. cocktail attire.
Right.
And that's the first thing I thought of. And yeah. especially it being at the Pennsylvanian.
Right.
I just expected it to be almost required
yeah.
because of where it was.
Right. But yeah, so I guess, and so preference wise, we kind of feel like it would have been cool if they would have had like a small little jazz band or something playing
yeah.
for maybe the first hour.
Right.
You know, kind of like it's cocktail hour, even until things kind of get going. And I realized that the VIP tickets were for an hour earlier. So maybe you do it for 2 hours and then you move to a DJ. And just speaking of it, feeling a little bit like a wedding, it has that kind of a vibe. It has that kind of a feel, you know?
Right.
Again, that's preference. There's nothing wrong with it. So they had a DJ all night long. Like, who cares? Yeah. It was a great event. It really yeah. was.
And I like when something feels like a wedding. I feel safe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Call me old fashioned or just plain old. But but I don't like feeling like the club atmosphere. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And everybody's so close. And I don't know. I liked what we experienced. I thought it was nice.
Yeah, and they limited the tickets, so it didn't feel like you were crammed.
Mm-hmm.
You could move.
Right.
And, I mean, there were certain tables for cocktail at times where you were standing there for a little while, but it wasn't, you could tell what some people's favorites were, but there, it wasn't crazy.
Right.
Yeah. So all in all, I think we had a really great time.
We did.
Yeah. And then we went back to the hotel. We took some things back there. My husband stopped and grabbed a bottle of wine for us,
yeah.
you know, because why not? And then we played cards. You had made cheesecake and you had made cookies and we ordered pizza.
and you know how to live.
Yeah. So that was fun. And just shout out to the Drury because it's a great hotel. The rooms there are really nice, very spacious.
Very nice. And very
nice suites,
clean.
Very clean.
That's mm-hmm. a big deal to me.
Yeah. So that was nice. And then it didn't stop there because we can't. You got to celebrate with brunch.
Brunch in the Berg.
That's right. Because as we've said before, Pittsburgh is a brunch city for mm-hmm. sure. Us Pittsburghers love our brunch.
Yes, we do. And so we went over to Floor 2,
mm-hmm.
which has such a cool vibe anyway.
Mm-hmm,
I love the way it looks in there. I mean, right from like all the bottles of wine displayed to the copper pots and pans hanging. They just, I don't know, whoever designed that place, they just did such a great job.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yes.
And I love the view from mm-hmm. the second floor. It was just fun. We were seated at a really great spot. We mm-hmm. had a really nice view from where we were, and the food, very good.
It is very good. And something that I think we all kind of commented on too, a lot of times you go into a restaurant, and I don't know, because I've heard some behind the scenes comments sometimes from chefs that talk about why they salt things the way that they do, you know, to bring out flavor. Sometimes you have places that are using maybe a lesser cut of meat or something. And the way that you tenderize it is just salt the crap out of it. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that necessarily. But something that we really liked is that the flavors of things at Floor 2, they're really good. And they leave it up to you
to salt
your food.
Which I appreciate.
I do too.
We both are very salt sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, that is great. And I tried something new this time.
You did.
This was my second time there. Mm-hmm. And it was my absolute favorite. Mm-hmm. And next time I go, I'm going to be just stuck on that dish now because I love it.
And it's what we shared on our Instagram.
Yes, the poached eggs with lobster, hollandaise sauce, lobster. What else was in it?
It's on a puff, like a French,
yeah,
like cheese puff thing that it sits on.
Mm-hmm.
And spinach. There was spinach on it as
that's
well.
That's right. I knew I was forgetting something.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful and so good. And they were not shy with their lobster.
Mm-hmm.
They gave a lot of it. It's very good.
I got the baked eggs. They were delicious.
They looked delicious.
They were very delicious. There was cauliflower, burrata, and a tomato. Very, very good. But that was what we were ordering for our meal before. It's like even brunch requires appetizers, Jen, right?
Oh, yeah. Especially these ones.
Right. Hello. And so, like any good Floor 2 eater, you can't go there without ordering
the cinnamon roll.
Yeah, I know. It's so good.
It is amazing. The icing, the cream cheese icing is so thick. And then when you cut it in the middle, it all, because of the heat, it sort of just sinks down, drips down into there.
Oh my gosh.
It's like lava.
I need that.
I mean,
now.
Just that pouring of it down. Oh my goodness.
It comes
it's so
in that
good.
Hot cast iron skillet. It's
so
huge.
Good.
Let's just pause together, folks. If you've had it before, we know you need a moment. So good.
So, so good. And I was so sad because they're huge.
They are huge.
Mm-hmm. And there was like half left.
Mm-hmm.
And we left it in David and Elaine's car. And she texted and I said, take it in and eat it. Or Paul texted back and said, take it in and eat it. Because it had to be consumed.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just really sad it wasn't me who consumed the rest of
it. It's probably best. It's probably best. Yeah, that's delicious. And we also started, their avocado toast is really good.
Mm-hmm. Nice and thick.
Mm-hmm. Served with beautiful tomatoes. It's like a sprouted rye that they serve that on. And that's delicious. So we're not trying to hijack our Pittsburgh Cocktail Classic by talking about brunch again, but hello brunch.
Yeah, well, we did say we were going to give an update.
Yeah, and it's always right, and it's always brunch in the Berg is always a thing. So we could talk about a brunch really every week.
Yes, we could.
Just saying.
And also, we said that we would talk a little bit about a restaurant that we visited with some foodies last week. Foga de Chow.
Yeah,
it was delicious. All right. Maybe we should just tell people what happened. We're actually having our first edit in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah.
I know normal podcasters, they don't do this. They don't talk about this, but we want you to feel like you're here. So I feel like
we don't
owe
edit.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't edit.
We just talk about.
And there are probably some people out there saying,
idiots.
We know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know you don't edit, and perhaps you might want to consider. But anyway, it just stopped recording.
It stopped recording.
It was like, boom, gone.
And so we tried to find a place where we could edit it back in. And we were talking and having great conversation. And really, you missed it. It was the best part.
The way we ended it is we were saying, we don't think we're recording. It was probably the best part of the whole podcast. You probably would have been most entertained by that.
Right.
And probably as we were rewinding things and it sounded like we were in a different language. But anyway, Foga de Chow. Let's talk about it for a second.
So, let's talk about it. It was
amazing.
So
we just want to do like a quick kind of recap on that. They brought in a bunch of foodies. They had asked us, they wanted us to try some of their new spring items on their menu. The pork picanha, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Very good. A lot of times I think people think Brazilian steakhouse, they do bring over sausage and pork and stuff like that. But this is really, really good. It was extremely good. I had a couple slices of that. I bypassed my plate was overflowing with meat, but I couldn't eat everything. But
yeah,
I did eat all
of
the pork.
Probably.
So that was really, really good. And then on their the market table, they had the Brazilian kale and orange salad, which, as I said previously when we were not recording, I really like a kale salad. It wasn't overly dressed. It was very tasty and also favorite market table item. Is the bacon.
The bacon.
Yeah, it's the maple pepper bacon.
Something else they missed is you got so excited, the Italian, and
I
you
did.
Came
My
out.
My hands were flying all
you
over
hit
the place.
Microphone.
I did, because I normally do. So I'll just, there you go, guys. Because I normally hit it with something. Typically, it's my head, but it's okay. I'll hit it with my hand today. So, yeah.
It was delicious. Hands down, best market table, yeah. I think. Also, best Brazilian steakhouse in our area.
And best black pepper candied bacon in my life.
Yeah, so
I kind of wish I was like, we've talked about, you know, our old Italian aunts at weddings years ago when we were little. I kind of wish I would have, you know, like had maybe a baggie.
Ziploc.
Or a Tupperware container.
Yeah.
In a tote bag. Because that bacon
delicious
is so good.
I took the crumbled pieces and put them on top. I had a Caesar salad,
yeah.
And I loved the
that
Caesar
was a great
dressing.
Idea.
It was really good. And I put the bacon crumbled up
See,
on top.
There I hit it again.
Inadvertently.
That's what I do.
So anyway, it was very, very good. And,
And let's talk about their cocktail.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Not typically a fan of Manhattans. We've had some recently. It's just not, I mean, and I know we just talked about the cocktail classic and that we're not really cocktail people, but this was really good. It was strong, but it was very tasty.
It was.
They had to be using something top shelf in that because you could taste the alcohol in it, but it was so good. And that is their Blood Orange Manhattan. And that's new on their menu there. So
very good.
Definitely give Fogo de Chao a try if you're an eat all the meats kind of person, for sure.
Yes. You definitely want to go there. Right downtown in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On Smithfield.
You won't be sorry.
No way, man.
And we have events coming up this week. So next week.
We do. Super stoked about this one.
Yeah. Next week will be a fun podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because we will talk about all the fun that we're going to have on Tuesday night.
Yes.
And should we give it, should we say where?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to give a little teaser to people. So we missed this. For those of you that listen to our podcast, you know some place that we were super bummed about. Not that we were bummed that we were in Punta Cana, but we were bummed that we missed a little foodie preview tasting at the brand new Spirits and Tales located in what is also the brand new Oaklander Hotel in Oakland. But this week they're having a very special VIP gathering on Tuesday night.
And we've been invited to that.
Super excited. Can't wait to get dressed up. Those of you that know us, or maybe you don't know us, maybe follow us on Instagram. You know, like we love to get dressed up, and
yeah.
So this is going to be fun.
It's supposed to be like a fashion thing. So check out what we're wearing.
Yeah,
it'll be a surprise to us as well.
To us,
we don't know what we're wearing.
We have no clue. We're hoping after these past couple weeks of eating that we will even fit into anything that we own.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Anyway, super excited about that. So you'll want to definitely, follow along with us on Instagram as we kind of blast out some little teasers for Spirits and Tales. I'm hearing great things from a lot of people that have been trying them out. I had even gone on the other day. I looked on Yelp to see if there were any reviews from people, because sometimes, you know, some of the people that we follow, people that we know who have been there, who are, we're hearing from them, but I like to hear, you know, just some different things too.
Sure.
There were a couple reviews on there that I think fit into the category that we have talked about before, where it's very new.
Yeah.
And they were two of the early reviews I thought unfair. Just really unfair, because the things that they were complaining about were things that's like, give them a chance. They just opened, you know?
You need to give establishments a chance.
Absolutely.
Because they have to get into the groove.
Yeah.
And the people who are working, the servers, they are new. Everybody's new.
Right.
Everybody needs a break. Give them a break.
Yeah, give them a break. Don't be so hard on them.
Yeah.
Go back and give it a try. If you have a bad experience somewhere, I mean, unless it's a wretched experience.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like, sometimes you have to look at the overall thing and say, okay, hold on. Is this something that perhaps if they were given a little bit more time to acclimate to their new environment,
sure,
would things be different? I'm hearing incredible things about the menu. So we're super excited about this.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week.
It's supposed to have amazing views of Oakland. I read some, you know, just a person's review, and I think it may have been on Yelp where somebody was saying, I'm shocked to say you would have, one of the last things I would have ever heard myself saying is what beautiful views of Oakland, you know, because that's not typically a place that people say like, oh, Oakland, it's so pretty, because there's just so much. I mean, there are some beautiful places in Oakland, you know, when you're looking at the museum or you're looking at Soldiers and Sailors and things like that, you're looking at the cathedral. Yeah, they're gorgeous, but you don't, it's not like you're getting a bird's eye view necessarily in different places that you go to when you're in Oakland that you're seeing. And here, this is on the 10th floor, and it's all windows, and you're getting this gorgeous view of Oakland. So I can't wait. I can't wait to go. And to check out the hotel. The hotel.
Right.
I've seen some pictures of rooms and stuff. It's supposed to be amazing. Yeah. I'd love to. We got to stay there sometime.
Right. Yeah. So we will fill you in next week on that experience.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can go over there and enjoy it as well.
Right. And anyway, as always, we're taking your suggestions, and give us a follow on Instagram. You can message us there, or you can send us an email. My email is star@gormandberg or @gormandberggirls.com. And that's star with one R, GOURMANDBURGH.
And Jen? I'm Jen. Yeah, I'm Jen at Gormandberg or gormandberggirls.com.
And we're also trying to be a little bit more, I don't know, purposeful and including some things on Twitter and on Facebook as well. But
yeah, like our Facebook page.
Yeah, like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. We're getting into the groove with that. So
yeah, it's brand new.
Yeah. Give us a chance to, people.
Give us a chance.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you would be so kind to rate us and review us on iTunes or wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts, we really appreciate that. It helps people to find us. Okay, well, have a great week, and we will be back next week with highlights from the Oaklander Hotel.
Fantastic.
Talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.